Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, January 9th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. Established in 2015, this day honors law enforcement officers in the United States. It emerged after a 2014 incident in Missouri, aiming to foster positive vibes. The day encourages citizens to express gratitude, recognizing officers' critical role in maintaining safety and peace. Thank you to all the black and blue for all you do. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it might be lightly snowing out there, and it feels like 5 degrees with 26 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:30, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:12. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today, with a slight chance of snow showers before the afternoon, and a high near 28, accompanied by a brisk northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 24 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 6:30 with the low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 41 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday with a high near 38. A slight chance of snow arrives Friday night with lows around 26. Saturday brings a chance of snow with a high near 33. Saturday night, snow is possible before 1 a.m. with lows around 25. Sunday will be sunny again with a high near 37 and mostly clear skies at night with lows around 22. Monday looks mostly sunny with a high near 36 and lows around 22 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Boston Marathon is gearing up for its 129th running on April 21st, featuring a star-studded elite field. Defending champion Hellen Obiri of Kenya aims for her third consecutive victory, joining the ranks of only four other women in history to achieve this. Last year, she won with a time of 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 37 seconds. Competing against her will be fellow Kenyans, Sharon Lokdi and Evans Chebet, along with Ethiopian stars Cisse Lema and Amane Bariso. Notable American athletes include Kira D'Amato and Sarah Hall, promising an exciting race ahead. Now on to sports. Tonight, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish face the Penn State Nittany Lions in the Orange Bowl at Hard Rock Stadium. Notre Dame boasts a 12-game winning streak, while Penn State's defense ranks 6th nationally. Both teams vie for a CFP title shot tonight on ESPN. In local sports, last night, the B's and C's were off. Tonight, the Bruins at 20-18-5 clash with the Lightning in Tampa. David Pastrnak, boasting 25 goals and 4 assists, leads the Bees. Tampa, with a 21-15-2 record, is a slight favorite by 1.5. Tomorrow night, the Celtics, with a record of 27-10, take on the Sacramento Kings at TD Garden. Jason Tatum, averaging 31.2 points, leads Boston against D'Aaron Fox and the eager Kings, who stand at 18 and 19. In top news, Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has decided to delete experimental artificial intelligence accounts after facing significant backlash. The chatbot profiles were part of a test launched in 2023, allowing users to create bot characters that appeared as functional users on the platforms. The negative reactions intensified when a character named Liv, who identified as a proud Black queer mama of two, revealed that no Black employees had contributed to her development. Following the uproar, Meta shut down these accounts, clarifying they were merely trials and not indicative of future AI integrations. In business news, Bitcoin recently surged to an all-time high of $108,000, fueled by speculation that the United States may adopt it as a strategic reserve asset following the inauguration of President-elect Donald Trump. Proponents argue that being the first developed nation to embrace Bitcoin would yield significant advantages, compelling others to follow. The rapid success of the BlackRock Bitcoin exchange-traded fund, which surpassed $10 billion in assets within 7 weeks, illustrates this potential. As more entities adopt Bitcoin, the United States faces an urgent question. Will it take the lead, or will other nations act first? In crypto prices, Bitcoin is just under $94,000. Ethereum is just over $3,300. And GOATSE's Maximus is down to 39 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Scientists have made a remarkable discovery beneath the North Sea, revealing ancient landforms hidden 1 kilometer below the surface. Utilizing advanced seismic technology, researchers identified features formed during the mid-Pleistocene transition, approximately 1 million years ago. This era marked a shift to a 100,000-year glacial-interglacial cycle. The study published in the journal Science Advances highlights how these submerged landforms resemble structures created by more recent glaciers. Co-author Christine Batchelor emphasizes the importance of understanding how past ice sheets responded to climate changes, paving the way for insights into our current climate dynamics. In entertainment news, Julia Garner, known for her roles in Ozark and Inventing Anna, is set to portray the Silver Surfer in Marvel's upcoming film, The Fantastic Four: First Step. While promoting her film Wolfman, Garner shared her excitement, stating, "I can't really speak a lot about that project, but expressed her gratitude for being part of it." She anticipates the Silver Surfer will be really shiny, reminiscent of previous adaptations. Directed by Matt Shakman, the film set to release on July 25th will feature a retro-futuristic world and will not follow an origin story for the beloved heroes. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American novelist and journalist, Jack London. And he said, "You can't wait for inspiration. You have to go after it with a club." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.